The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 13th of September, 2008. It's the birthday of Sherwood Anderson, born in Camden, Ohio, 1876, author of Winesburg, Ohio. It's the birthday of J.B. Priestley, John Boynton Priestley, born in Bradford, England, 1894. One of the great English men of letters of the 20th century, wrote more than 100 books of fiction and essays and drama. The defining experience of his life was World War I. He served in the army. Most of his friends were killed. He believed that England was never the same afterwards. He said, "I belong at heart to the pre-1914 North Country." Never wrote fiction about the war. He thought it would be disrespectful. His favorite of his own novels was Bright Day, about his hometown before the war. And it's the birthday of Roald Dahl, born in Llandaff, South Wales, 1916, sent off to private boarding schools as a kid, which he hated, except for the chocolates, Cadbury chocolates. And he went on to write books in which candy figured, including Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Here's a poem for today by Julia Kasdorf, entitled Mennonites. We keep our quilts in closets and do not dance. We hoe thistles along fence rows for fear we may not be perfect as our Heavenly Father. We clean up His disasters. No one has to call. We just show up in the wake of tornadoes with hammers, after floods with buckets. Like Jesus, the servant, we wash each other's feet twice a year and eat the Lord's Supper, afraid of sins hidden so deep in our organs they could damn us unawares, swallowing this bread, his body, this juice. Growing up, we love the engravings in Martyr's Mirror, men drowned like cats in burlap sacks, the Catholic inquisitors, the woman who handed a pear to her son, her tongue screwed to the roof of her mouth to keep her from singing hymns while she burned. We love Catherine the Great and the rich tracts she gave us in the Ukraine, bright green winter wheat, the Cossacks who torched it, and Stalin, who starved our cousins while wheat rotted in granaries. We must love our enemies. We must forgive as our sins are forgiven, our great uncle tells us, showing the chain and ball in a cage whittled from one block of wood while he was in prison for refusing to shoulder a gun. He shows the clipping from 1916, Mennonites are German milksops, too yellow to fight. We love those Nazi soldiers who, like Moses, led the last cattle cars rocking out of the Ukraine, crammed with our parents, children then, learning the names of Kansas, Saskatchewan, Paraguay. This is why we cannot leave the beliefs, or what else would we be? Why we eat till we're drunk on shoe fly and moon pies and borscht. We do not drink, we sing. Unaccompanied, on Sundays, those hymns in four parts, our voices lift with such force that we lift as chaff lifts toward God. A poem by Julia Kasdorf, Mennonites, from her collection What I Learned from My Mother, published by University of Pittsburgh Press, and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor from A Prairie Home Companion, hoping you're having a good summer. We're going to have a wonderful summer at A Prairie Home with our big rhubarb tour, visiting state fairs and traveling all over the country with Susie Boggess, Fred Newman, the Guy's All-Star Shoe Band, Guy Noir, Private Eye, the News from Lake Wobegon, and so forth. For ticket information, you can visit us at prairiehome.org. The show we've always wanted to do, so we hope we'll see you this summer.